On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Nash Quavey Mandurah Lawyers, with $55 off standard wills for a limited time only.
It's Tuesday the 21st of June. Today is also the winter solstice, the shortest day in the year. Bum, bum, bum.
American actress Jane Russell, no longer with us. In fact, we lost her about 11 years ago. But Jane was born on this day in 1921.
Ray Davies, the lead singer and guitarist with the British group The Kinks. 78 today.
You remember Family Ties?
Yeah.
And the parents?
Yep.
Elise and Stephen Keaton?
I do.
Well, they're actually born on exactly the same day.
And they're exactly the same age.
Yeah, 75.
Meredith Baxter and Michael Gross.
Amazing.
So cool. Lionel Rose, the Australian boxer, he's no longer with us, but he was born today, 1948.
Australian singer John Paul Young, 72.
US actress Juliette Lewis, today turns 49.
Australian racing car driver Craig Lowndes is 48.
US actor Chris Pratt is 43 today. Of course, he's been in loads and loads of movies, including Guardians of the Galaxy and his latest one, Jurassic World Dominion.
I like this line.
What are you doing?
I'm distracting you, you big turd blossom.
Turd blossom.
Star-Lord, Guardians of the Galaxy.
Brilliant.
Classic.
US singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist and lead singer of The Killers, Brandon Flowers, is 41.
Prince William, the first son of Prince Charles and the late Princess Diana, today celebrating 40 years. Woo!
Rob Mills, the Australian singer, is also 40.
And the beautiful chanteuse, Lana Del Rey, the US singer-songwriter, is 37.
Laws Bonnie, or is that Lores?
Dunno.
L-O-R-E-S. Anyway, the cousin of Bert Hinkler became the first woman to fly from Australia to England, and she did that on this day in 1933. Great effort.
In 1948, 33 and a third RPM records were introduced by the Columbia Record Company.
The first PC, or personal computer, was developed. That's the first computer that had a stored memory facility. On this day in 1948.
In 1954, Australia's John Landy broke the 4-minute mile record in Finland in a time of 3 minutes, 57.9 seconds.
More aviation records, with the first aircraft to fly non-stop from UK to Australia, arrived on this day in 1961.
In 1978, Evita, written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, opened in London.
And the Hula Hoop celebrated its 50th birthday on this day in 2008, so it's 64 years old today.
Happy birthday, Hula Hoop. And that's just a few things that happened on this day for Tuesday the 21st of June, the shortest day, the winter solstice.